I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Last weekend, when Monica Ramirez was handed this year's Golden Tortilla, she said, "This is for my dad." Started by Francisco Ramirez in 1972, La Princesita has been producing fresh masa and fresh tortillas for 50 years. Last weekend, they took home first place in Gustavo's Great Tortilla Tournament. To commemorate their win, we wanted to re-air this segment from 2021.
My name is Monica Ramirez, and I am currently the president of La Princesita Tortilleria and La Blanquita Tortilleria, and I became president after my dad's passing.
Hi, my name is Enrique Rodriguez. I'm Monica's brother-in-law, and I joined the La Princesita and La Blanquita team in 2019. La Princesita Tortilleria is a small, family-owned and operated tortilla company, primarily serving the East Los Angeles, Boyle Heights, and El Monte communities. Our primary function is making fresh corn and flour tortilla products, but we also have a handful of carniceria meat markets on the east side and in El Monte. Our tortillas are different than most in the sense that we still use the same method of cooking and making our corn tortillas that my father-in-law used when he started the companies, which is cooking real corn and then grinding the real corn between volcanic rocks in a process that's called nixtamal. And this is the natural flavors and the health benefits of this has drawn chefs from all over Southern California and beyond to look for our tortillas and use them as a staple on their menus, because we do still practice those traditional ways of making our corn tortilla.
My father, Francisco Ramirez, started the Princesita Tortilleria in the early 1970s, shortly after he immigrated to the U.S. from Cuernavaca, Mexico. And later we added La Blanquita in the late 1990s, and we started also a small catering business under the name of Eastside Tacos about 8 years ago. I think I was at the stores soon after I left the hospital. My parents would take me to the stores or the tortilleria every day. And me, instead of going out and playing with kids to the park or the playground, I would go to work with my parents on school breaks and Saturdays and Sundays. And I loved it. Never did I try to get away from the family business. I grew up there, and that's all I know, and I love it.
So I really attribute our existence today to Francisco Ramirez, or Pancho as he was known. He had the vision since the 1970s to immigrate to the United States looking for a better life for his family, starting off just selling tortillas out of a storefront, and then growing that by adding milk, adding eggs. And then in the 80s, I think it was, he started developing the carniceria, the meat market aspect and the grocery aspect. And it was really because of this vision and creating this foundation of a multifaceted and diverse business that, quite frankly, I think we're still around today. And despite opportunities to take the business in a different direction, he always wanted to keep it as a close family-held business.
COVID has hit my family personally because my grandma passed away in December because of COVID. I had my mom in the hospital as well for several days. And it was really hard because we were not able to see them. And every day at work, also something new came up. So I was not able to take days off. So I was doing both things at the same time.
Not only did Monica not take any time off after the passing of her grandmother, the very next day after her grandmother passed away was the birthday of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And my father-in-law, Pancho, had a long-standing tradition of taking mariachis to all of our meals of the Lady of Guadalupe at all of our stores and singing to her. And when the family thought we would cancel that tradition this year because of her grandmother's passing, Monica woke up in the morning and still took mariachis in her dad's honor and in her grandmother's honor to visit every single one of our virgins and sing happy birthday to her.
if you would stop by this weekend to La Princesita Tortilla, located in East LA on Cesar Chavez and Alma, I would recommend you stopping by and getting a pack of flour or corn tortillas. They're made daily and they're fresh.
That's Monica Ramirez, president of La Princesita in East LA, along with Enrique Rodriguez, her brother-in-law and right-hand man. If you missed any of today's show, listen on our website or on KCRW's mobile app, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Elena Shatkin, Laurel Garcia, Jillian Ferguson, Kenny Ng, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and PJ Shahamat. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Laura Kondarajan, Amy Ta, and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleinman. I'll be back next week with some Halloween fodder, including one campfire story that will either shock or spook you. Until then, work in your costumes, get candy before the stores sell out. I'll meet you back here next Saturday for more good food.